I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Rescue workers are racing against the weather to retrieve the last of the boys stranded in a flooded cave in Thailand. As of Monday night, 8 had been rescued. Pia Marie of Compassion International says as they've been comforting the parents of one of the boys, a beneficiary, she's been praying.
My prayer right now, personally, I'm praying for the weather can hold up until they get everyone out from the cave. That will be my prayer. And water will not increase. And the rescue team, also their strength, and they, because it can be really exhausted. Without them, I don't think the boys can get out. So praying for all the divers.
For more recent updates on this story, head to missionnews.org. And Margaret Njuguna is the founder of Engedi, a home for disabled children in Kenya and ministry partner of Set Free Ministries. Here, the children are cared for and valued, but so much of the work is also about challenging a deeply entrenched stigma towards disabilities. She says,
some of the family members of the children that I have would never want to be close to those children. They looked at them as something not right, like it's a bad omen, but there's a curse in the family, or they didn't want to, like, even to hold their children.
And slowly but surely, God is using Engedi to rework the attitudes and beliefs of these families. Transformation is happening, and parents are understanding that because of the gospel, all lives are of equal worth in God's eyes. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. You'll find links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.